The long assumed has become the official. This past Tuesday, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie formally launched his campaign for the 2016 GOP presidential nomination. My next guest has written frequently about Christie and joins us to talk about his track record and the track that he needs to run on if his campaign is to succeed. She's the Washington editor for National Review, Ileana Johnson. Good morning, Ileana.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Likewise to have you here, nationalreview.com, to read Ileana's work along with the other great journalists with the National Review. So if we go back to Tuesday and his launch speech, what can we gain as far as insight of as to where this campaign is going from what he talked about on Tuesday?
I think we can tell this is going to be a very personality-driven and Christie-centric campaign. There wasn't much of a message other than that we need Chris Christie right now, and not much of a vision. And his slogan, telling it like it is, brought us back to those YouTube moments of Christie's confrontations and town halls that voters in New Jersey know well and are the things that made him famous back in 2009, 2010. So this is Christie is really going to be saying we need the force of his personality in the White House.
Small problem with that, though, because that's his brand. And certainly that's what he ran on for governor two times, and that was the anticipation of he was going to be the sole straight talker, straight shooter, whatever. Problem is, Donald Trump sort of beat him to that mantle, didn't he?
Well, you know, we'll have to see what sort of staying power Donald Trump has in this race. I think it's not fair to Chris Christie to compare him to Trump. He certainly has a far more serious political record than does Trump. And Christie's the sort of person, I think, who could put in a surprising and impressive debate performance. He's an excellent retail politician. And he's not certainly not out there saying things as extreme as Donald Trump, but absolutely, you know, Donald Trump brings a real force of personality to the race, much like Christie.
I guess by my perception, the one idea that came out of Christie's launching speech was he seemed to talk at least for a couple of minutes about his focus on the importance of compromise, which conservatives primarily, maybe other voters, translate the idea of a blanket compromise as, well, maybe then that's a person who doesn't believe there's an issue worth fighting for.
You know, it's interesting to me that Christie brings this bombastic personality to the national stage in the service of a message of compromise. And so there are two things that are seemingly opposed in the mind, and I'm very interested to see how that's going to go over. We've seen him fight with people on the stage, but what he's really seems to be asking people to do is not to move to the right, but to come to the middle. And I am curious to see how that will go over with Republican voters. Certainly, he's trying to sell himself in New Hampshire, and that's a place where, as you'll remember, John McCain won in 2008, getting more independent voters than Republican voters. And so we'll see how Christie performs in New Hampshire, but I'm not sure after New Hampshire what his path to the nomination might be.
Yeah, and again, personality speaking, the next primary after New Hampshire is South Carolina, and blanket statement granted, South Carolinian voters really aren't going to buy at least the performance that Chris Christie gives. Maybe if they look at his record, which that, again, he's going to be challenged on finally. I just pulled up some stats here, as a matter of fact. We're not going to go stat by stat, but as far as increase in private sector jobs since February 2010, Rick Perry, Scott Walker, Kasich, Jindal, they have better records than Christie. The unemployment rates for respective states, again, the other governors, better record than Chris Christie. Median household incomes, increases or decreases from 2007 to 2012, the most recent numbers this study had. Other than Scott Walker, everyone else had better records than Chris Christie. So he's going to be challenged as to what his record is versus others, and can he get by saying it's a Democrat's fault?
Yeah, well, Chris Christie will be able to say that other candidates aren't able to say is that he's had to govern in a blue state. And not only that, but he trounced Democrats in that state. You know, he won 60% of the vote last time he was up for re-election, whereas Bobby Jindal, for example, in a red state, he has very high disapproval ratings. And I think that's really Christie's selling point, is that he was able to win in a blue state, and that as a result, that would make him the strongest general election candidate against a nominee like Hillary Clinton.
Talking with Ileana Johnson, who's Washington editor for the National Review, nationalreview.com on the web. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. I guess the big underground gorilla in the room is Bridgegate. What can happen with that? Is that something that other Republicans won't want to touch because it's not a finite element? It's a dark cloud, but it's not a storm cloud, I guess would be the thing to say, hanging over Christie right now.
Right. I actually don't think Bridgegate becomes a major issue for Christie unless he really becomes a threat. And so if he picks up steam, then I think perhaps it becomes the subject of attack ads down the line by super PACs. But Christie has enough baggage that he brings to this race based really on his record alone that's not particularly conservative. The Club for Growth put out a statement yesterday saying conservatives really need to look at his fiscal record in New Jersey and be concerned about that. So I think with Republican primary voters, there are plenty of other issues that other candidates will use to attack him other than Bridgegate, which I don't think really carries a tremendous amount of weight with voters going to the polls in Republican primary states.
Well, you mentioned in the economy, again, that's a big issue for anyone who is a voter. And if you look at the New Jersey economy, Christie's handling of the technically bankrupt pension system hasn't been stellar. Again, a huge challenge at the start. He's chipped away at it. He has not solved it. With the budget itself, he's been moving monies around that were set for specific purposes into general purposes to put a Band-Aid on the bleeding that was going on in the budget. Can a governor like Rick Perry or Jeb Bush or one of the others say, well, I got the job done with my budget, you didn't?
Right. That's absolutely true. And for Jeb Bush, I think, you know, he was governor of Florida at a time when economic prosperity was far better than it was for the governors who were working under President Obama. So I think Bush has a slightly better argument or slightly more difficult argument to make on that score, but he'll absolutely make it. And Rick Perry obviously has a very strong case to make about Texas, which was responsible for basically a third of the economic growth in the country that happened on President Obama's watch. But again, I think you'll see Christie saying he inherited an absolute disaster from John Corzine and that he did a lot with it. What's interesting, I think, is that he came out with three or four proposals on entitlement reform, education, and so on. So he's offering some proposals in the country when he's done incomplete reform in New Jersey on those scores. Entitlement reform, I think, is one of them, and he may be vulnerable to attack on those issues.
I'm having a time with Ileana Johnson here on Issues and Ideas. You wrote extensively about a gentleman by the name of Bill Palatucci. Talk about who Bill Palatucci is in the world of Chris Christie.
Bill Palatucci will, if Christie succeeds, become far more well-known, perhaps even a potential chief of staff to Chris Christie. Bill Palatucci is Christie's chief fundraiser and really his right-hand man. He's the reason Chris Christie is in politics. They are former law partners, and Bill Palatucci was a political hand in New Jersey for George H.W. Bush and then for George W. Bush. And he got Christie his appointment as U.S. attorney by making the introduction to Karl Rove and pushing the Bush people to get Christie that appointment. And so as a result, has become a very, very close friend of Chris Christie, an indispensable advisor, and his main link to the financial communities on Wall Street and really his emissary to both politicians and wealthy donors in the state. In my piece, I called him a Christie enforcer because people know that when Bill Palatucci speaks, it really is Chris Christie speaking.
Well, Chris Christie is one of the many. Some are estimating up to 20 candidates maybe on the GOP side of the situation, and we now wait and see whether or not Chris Christie can rise above as many as possible or even above the rest. And to follow along with the campaigns as they further develop, National Review, one of the go-to places, and Ileana Johnson, one of the go-to journalists, to get an inside scoop and a better understanding of all that's happening, nationalreview.com. Ileana Johnson, thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.